This is Dan Myler, host of the longest-running Dynasty Fantasy Football podcast in the industry, the DLF Dynasty Podcast. Join me and my co-hosts, Ryan McDowell and Matt Price from DynastyLeagueFootball.com, as we use 60-plus years of Dynasty experience to analyze news, walk through startup and team-building strategies, and highlight trade targets to keep you on top of your Dynasty League year-round. It's a different topic each week on the DLF Dynasty Podcast, but the common theme is always the same, helping you build the ultimate Dynasty roster. Join me, Dan Myler, along with Ryan McDowell and Matt Price, each week, year-round, for the DLF Dynasty Podcast.
Let the games begin!
Passed out, all my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Welcome back to Dynasty Game Night. This is episode 102. We are in the we're wrapping up the first round of the Tournament of Champions. I'm your host, Matt Price. We've got two worthy competitors and one. I'll let you guys judge how worthy he is. We'll start off with Dan Myler, my co-host over at the DLF Dynasty Podcast. Dan, how's it going?
Good. I wasn't. You're talking about me, right? I'm the one that's not quite worthy.
No, not you.
I think that's
you'll
me.
Find out why. You'll find out why. We also have Kane Fossel. I always say your name wrong. I'm so sorry, Debbie Kane.
Hey, that's all right. It's Fossel. It's weird. It's Norwegian. Don't worry about it.
That's right. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me. Just know that I'm so dedicated. I was at the brewery and still got here on time. So that's just props to me.
Dan has a bar in like his own bar. He built his own bar. He doesn't have to go anywhere.
Yeah, I just sit at the bar. That's actually why I was having trouble getting on here. I was at my own bar on the other side of this wall instead of joining you guys to start the show.
And we have Rocky Petrella, the co-host with the mostest, is back. He gets to play again, apparently. He lost already in the Tournament of Champions, but apparently he gets a second chance, I guess. He gets the
sweet. So if I lose, we'll see you next week.
I probably will lose. But yes, I am back. I think it was last episode, we had Andrew Hall had gotten a second chance because for the second episode in a row, one of the former champions had to drop out and said he couldn't make the night we did it. And then he said he wasn't sure any time coming up. So I guess he had some real life stuff get in the way. So like what I did with Andrew, I picked somebody who had lost a very close matchup, which was me. And that's the perk you get when you have to schedule 27 people for 9 shows. The perk you get is you get a second chance when somebody bails. So
I was going to say, you've become the Dynasty office manager, and I have to say, it's been very nice to have shows scheduled for me. So we really appreciate the Rocky, and certainly you should get to play again. So we got 3 games tonight. We're going to play an old game that we haven't played in a long time. There's been a couple of versions of this. It's called Games Played. We've done BS versions of it, but we're going to do a straight version of it tonight, and we'll get into that more in a little bit. We're going to play, of course, the name game. I got a lot of hate the last time I hosted. There was no name game. It was like, what the heck? It has to be a name game. So we got a name game tonight. And then we're going to play a version of ADP BS. So we are going to play a BS version of a game tonight. This is the one where we'll have to name players based on ADP, but I have a different spin on it. I'm not sure that we've done before. Let's leave the name game for last, Rocky, but I'll let you pick the first game between Games Played and ADP BS.
I think I've heard you mention this game before, but I don't know if I've heard, like, you said it's been a while and I wasn't listening from the very beginning. So let's do Games Played because I'm not sure what that is and I want to find out.
Yeah, so this is a game where I'm going to give you guys some players and and you're going to have to add together the total number of games that they have played in their career as an NFL player, and the closest one gets a point.
Okay.
That's simple enough. That seems normal.
I forgot to mention this at the beginning, but if you have pen, paper, something nearby, I would like to do it where everybody kind of holds up their number at once so that we don't have any of the kind of gamesmanship that sometimes happens. You know, I'm going to bid one over, whatever. So if you have that handy, that would be cool.
I always take notes when I come on game night.
I know you so do.
I started with the note. But...
All right. You guys ready?
The problem is I write in a terrible way that there's like no blank spaces on any of these papers in front of me.
I have like a million backs of envelopes and stuff hanging around. All right. The first set of players is Tom Brady and Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, my God.
What's the total number of games they have played together? Not together, but added their career games together.
You going to call out when to put them up?
Yeah, I looked like Rocky was still writing, so I was.
Yeah, I'm good. Am I starting?
Right. Yeah, 3, 2, 1, reveal.
Oh, wait.
Sorry. I thought you were done.
I don't know if you can read that. I have terrible handwriting.
Dan says 366.
I think I went too high. I don't know if you can read this either.
Payne, you said...
452.
Rocky, 488. You guys are all not too bad. Kane, though, nailed it within three.
Hey!
So Kane wins this point.
Whoa, let's go!
Tom Brady played 386 games, including week one of this season, and then Jimmy Garoppolo has played in 63 games for a total of 439.
Tom Brady has played 22 seasons. This is his 23rd.
He missed one full season, pretty much.
He missed a full season, so I took it times 15. That's 320. So how do you get that many?
But I think it includes playoff games.
Doesn't
it? It does.
Games? I did not realize that. That's a lot of extra games for Tom Brady.
It's easier if you do that for a Vikings player.
Because I guessed on him.
63 total.
Oh, I was way off.
I was way high on Garoppolo. I had him like over 100.
See, all right. I think for Vikings point. Players, we're safe because we don't go to the playoffs.
We're gonna work with a little bit smaller numbers this time.
Okay.
We got Deebo Samuel and Curtis Samuel.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God.
Two guys have been hurt all
so
the time.
Good luck, you know, figuring out how many games Curtis Samuel has played and not been injured.
Two?
No.
All right.
All right, Dan, what do you got? 91. Dane. 69.
69.
And 63 for Rocky. The correct number is 59.
Oh,
which means that
was me, then, right?
Yeah, Rocky.
Yeah, Rocky wins. Yeah. Yep, Rocky wins.
Darn it!
I gave Curtis Samuel too many games. I think.
Yeah.
How many has Tebow played?
Tebow has played 39 games, and Curtis Samuel has played 59 games.
Okay. So
the total. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I was looking at the wrong column. Rocky, you did not win.
I did not win. I was way off.
The answer is Dan because the total is 98, not 59.
Yes. Okay.
We were way too low.
No, I was sorry about that. I'm gonna highlight the correct.
Maybe I'll only play 12 games. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Okay. Next one: James Conner and Ezekiel Elliott.
Ooh.
You got one, Rocky?
I'm ready.
Yeah. Just give it to us. 140. Ooh. Oh, I'm so sorry. Can you guys hold up your numbers? 117.
Yeah, I was just circling mine. Mine's 171.
171.
Oh.
The correct answer, this is a close one. James Conner for 66 games. Ezekiel Elliott for 89 games for a total of 155. Rocky, you're 15 away. Kane, 16 away.
Rocky gets yes, I got one.
Dan, you were 38 off.
Ouch.
It's a tie. So yeah. I've got four more. And I have a bonus one if we need a bonus one for some reason. Right. Next one. Devontae Parker and Devontae Adams.
Man, they came in at about the right same time.
Mm-hmm. Ready to go? Daniel.
Give me 1 second.
All right. Dan says 193. Bucky says 176. Kane says 2-something.
212.
212. Devontae Parker has played in 94 games. Devontae Adams has played in 117 games for a total of 211. Kane.
Let's go! Wow.
One off.
Wow.
For the record, I won a half a point because I had Parker at 92. That's pretty close. I got to start.
You were two off for one, but Kane was one off for both. So
yeah, but he thinks about playoff games. Apparently I don't.
I'm just trying to do math in my head and it's not.
All right. Next one, Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes.
Ooh.
All right, Dan.
I think
173. Rocky, 266. Kane, 185. Travis Kelce has played in 128 games. Patrick Mahomes has played in 64 games for a total of 192.
I went way too
high. And Rocky, 7 off. With,
no, that wasn't me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Kane.
I was 185.
Kane had 185. Oh, what happened? My spreadsheet is all jacked. Yeah. Kane had 185 for 7 correct. Sorry, wow. My spreadsheet wigged out. Nice work, Kane. Up nice. 3.
I'm terrible at math.
To 1. So the game. Best that can happen is a tie. And if Dan gets both right or Rocky gets both right, we'll have a tie. And I have one bonus tiebreaker.
All right.
If Kane wins this one, it's over.
Good luck, Kane.
Thank you.
Do you want Kane? I'll let you choose. You want to go with a smaller number or a larger number?
Larger number, baby.
Yeah,
larger
he's
number.
Been
he's been good on these larger numbers. I have not.
Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
And Aaron Jones. So Dan, maybe you got.
Oh, I might have an advantage here.
Maybe.
I will see. Is this games played or game started?
Played. Russ has got some dead air to edit out on this one.
Oh, this will probably be me.
Okay.
Well, we've been taking turns.
I think I'm really close on Rodgers' total games.
I have no clue. I'm probably way off again.
I probably changed it and then messed everything up.
I did change it, yeah.
All right, Daniel, what do you got?
There's the Rodgers math. 12 games per year, 17 years, 204 plus 16 playoff games equals 220 plus 48 Jones games, 268.
268. You are close on Rodgers. Kane, what do you got?
mine says 335.
335, oh, Rocky. 273.
Oh, man.
Ooh, this is going to be close again. Aaron Rodgers has played in 214 games. Aaron Jones has played in 70 games for a total of 84. Rocky is 11 off. Dan, you're 16 off.
Yes.
I'm out.
All right. You can play spoiler still, though. For
should have worked. Well, so, I kind of rather have me win than those two. So.
You say you want
to? No, I'm going for it.
Okay,
I'm going for it.
Last one, Rocky. If you get it, we tie, and you guys go to a tiebreaker.
Oh boy,
Christian McCaffrey and Saquon Barkley.
Oh,
they've missed a few games.
Yeah, how do you even start to decide those two?
All right. For all the money, Kane.
I have 104.
Oh. Oh.
How about Dan? 103. Rocky?
I have lower than them two. 90.
90. You guys are not going to believe this, but the correct answer is 104. Kane nailed it right on. Dan, you are
wow.
Even when I do good, I do bad.
Christian McCaffrey played in 59 games, Barkley in 45 games.
I was off on the.
I had 49 and 41.
I had 68 and 36, so they were both wrong, but they added up to the right number.
All right, so Kane takes that one. He's got a game. We're going to go to ADP BS. In case you guys don't remember how to play the BS series of game, this is kind of a bidding game. We're going to bid on the number of players that you think you can name in a given category. Bidding order is going to change each round, so there's going to be one person that does not participate each round, basically. If the person in front of you bids more than you think that they can name, so for example, if I said name the top 10 scoring wide receivers this week, you would bid 7, and if you didn't get 7, then you do not get 2 points. The person who's called BS on you gets 1 point.
This is a make stupid sense.
Okay, yes. So the category this week though is a little bit different. Usually we just take the top 12 and ADP or whatever. This time, however, we are going to play with players at each position, so it's positional, players in the top 24 at their position in September of 2022 ADP data, which is not yet on the site, I believe, and that were not in there in 2021. So basically it's new players that are in the top 24 this year of their position. So it will be four rounds, one for each position. Okay. All right. Everybody understand the rules, I guess? Okay. So Kane won last game, so we'll start with Kane, and we're going to let you pick your position.
Let's go with quarterback.
All right. Quarterbacks. This is by far the smallest one. I'll say that. There are only three quarterbacks that are in the top 24 of September 2022 ADP that were not in 2021 of September, so 1 year ago today. So Kane, how many of those three do you think you can name?
One.
Okay. Kane says one. We'll go to Dan.
I'm having a little trouble.
Yes, sir.
So we're naming the ones that weren't, not the ones that are still.
You're naming the ones that are in the top 24 this year, but were not last year.
Okay. Thank you. I think Rocky had a better chance than me to win the last one, so he's got to bid second.
Wait, no, that's not happening.
No, we're going clockwise on my screen. So you're next, Dan. Do you think he can name one? And if not, do you think you can name more than that?
I have to bid two because, of course, he can bid one.
And I'm going to say BS because I don't think I can get all three. So.
I think two of them are pretty easy, and one of them is probably pretty hard.
So, okie dokie.
Give us two of the three quarterbacks that are top 24 at the position this year that were not last year.
Well, I know one for sure. I think
I know one.
There's a reason why I bid one.
Yes, I wasn't sure of a second one, let alone.
I don't think there is a chance Deshaun Watson was in there last year.
Is that an answer? Or are you just talking?
That's the one I think I know for sure.
That is incorrect.
Yeah. Really?
Deshaun Watson was quarterback 24. I believe he was quarterback 15 last year at this time.
Yeah. My guess for the one was this is over, right? I can say
yeah.
this.
Rocky, you get 1 point for the challenge.
My guess for the one was Pickett.
Pickett is correct.
No.
Any other?
Deshaun Watson's not going to be a top 12 quarterback this year.
Top 24
ADP.
No, he was in the top 24 last year. Yes. It has to be someone who wasn't in the top 24 last year who's in the top.
Oh, I thought for sure it was 12. Sorry.
That's okay.
I'll take it.
Any other guesses?
Zach Wilson.
I think Zach he was Wilson in the top 24.
Incorrect. He was in the top 24 last year.
I don't think this is right, low. But I wrote down Mariota.
24.
Also incorrect. The other rookie, one of the other rookies, Malik Willis.
He's in the top 24?
Yes, he is.
Oh, wow.
And also Derek Carr. Derek Carr,
he was not in the top,
in the top 24 last year. He was quarterback 25, I think.
Wow.
If I remember right. I don't have that one pulled up. But all right. One point for Rocky. This time we will start. See what you won the part, Rocky. So we'll start with Rocky this time and then go to Kane and then end up with Dan. Rocky, what position do you want?
I will go with running back.
Was that a question?
There are 8 running backs that are in the top 24 this year that were not in the top 24 last year. How many do you think you can name?
I think, and this was September 22 last year. September 21. I'm sorry. September 21, top 24 ADP. Yes. September of last year.
And maybe I should have said this before, but September ADP in general is like not quite reacting to, like halfway reacting to what happened in week one.
True. You know,
like
more it starts preseason. Yeah.
Yeah. It starts and then we usually have a game and this ADP isn't finished collected yet. So it's not always reflective of what happened in week one necessarily.
I will start with 2.
Strong 2. Cade, can you bid more than 2? Can you name more than 2?
Yeah, I think I can name 4.
Oh, shit.
That's a good number, Dan says.
Man, I was going to do 4 with some... All right, so it's top 24 last year that are not in there this year.
No.
Or the vice versa.
Yes.
Oh, I got to get the rules down. I think I have to.
You got to pay to win, baby.
Yeah, I have to bid 5.
You're bidding 5.
Because I think you'll get it.
I'm going to say BS again.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. Dan, your chance to take the lead.
Trying to fool me. Okay. This year's top 24 for sure has Damian Pierce.
Correct.
Breece Hall. And Walker all in it.
All of those are correct.
I'm going to put Travis Etienne as my other one.
Travis Etienne is also correct. Did you give me a fourth one?
That is 4.
You got one more, right?
4.
You got one more, I was right? hoping you'd let it slide with that.
No, you made it seem like I missed one, so I wanted to make sure.
Yeah, I was trying to slide that by. I think there's a chance if they did September ADP, maybe it's different, but I think it's Elijah Mitchell.
Elijah Mitchell is also correct. Dan gets the 2 points.
Nice job, Dan.
Woo! All right.
Hey, was AJ Dillon one of them?
There are 3 more. AJ Dillon is one of them. There are 2 more.
Oh, I could have been one more.
Is James Cook in the top 24?
He is not.
I think I have Tony Pollard on the list.
Ooh.
Also not right, but good guess. Oh.
How about like one of those low end RB2s like David Montgomery?
Nope. How about Leonard Fournette, who at this time last year was garbage and I bought for a second round pick everywhere. And I think Rocky actually made fun of me on that for that on the trade trade addicts. I'm pretty sure that happened.
Does Cordero Patterson sneak into the top 24?
I doubt I did that because I hate Rojo so much. So I can't imagine I would have ripped you for trading for Leonard Fournette.
And then the last one, Cam Akers.
I thought Cam Akers, and I thought he might have still been in there despite the injury.
Yep, yeah, it was just.
I never thought of him.
Yep. That was a tough one because he was like top 10 until the injury, and he just dropped completely out. All right, Dan, you won that round. You're winning the game 2-1. What do you want, wide receiver or tight end?
I think I have a better chance at wide receiver.
Okay, so you're going to open the bid. There are 6 wide receivers that are in the top 24 this year in September that were not in the top 24 last September. How many do you think you can name?
I'm going to say 1.
Wow. That's, I don't know. Good luck. We're going to go back to Kane. Go back the other direction.
I'm going to go 3.
Kane says 3 of the 6. I know, Rocky, I guess I should go to you second because you keep being in the,
he bid 2,
the spot. Oh, that's right. You did.
So it's to me?
Yeah, that's with three.
I don't know if I can do it, but I'm going to say four.
Yeah, you got to play, man. That's the whole point.
So if I say BS and he misses, do I get 1 point?
You get 1 point. If you get all of them, you get two. If you call somebody out and they don't get it, you get one.
Wow. Well, I think I have four for sure, but I'd have to guess. I'm fine.
Do you want a scoring update? You're 2-1. If Rocky gets, you let Rocky have this and he gets it right, he'll be up 3-2.
But if
he doesn't get it right,
I'd be up 3-1. How many are we playing?
4-1. What? We have one more position.
I'm going to bid five.
I have to say BS.
Okay, I got five on my list.
Okay, let's do it.
Drake London is the only rookie in the top 24.
I will neither confirm nor deny that, but he is.
Oh, I was trying to get a
correct answer.
Okay, Elijah Moore.
Elijah Moore is also correct.
Okay, I know Amon-Ra St. Brown is one of them.
I had him too.
That is correct.
Rashad Bateman is the fourth that I have some confidence with.
Correct.
And I'm guessing on Jalen Waddle.
That is correct, Dan. Nice work.
Oh!
2 more points. 4 points. He wins. There's two left.
I have no idea.
I'm guessing one's Marquise Brown.
Incorrect.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Is Garrett Wilson top 24?
Did you say Garrett Wilson?
Yeah.
He is not.
Is there another rookie?
There's not another rookie. I'll tell you one, Michael Pittman.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, how about Mike Williams?
Incorrect. Right state, though. The correct state.
Okay.
Is that Gabe Davis top 24 this year?
That's not the right. That's not the same state, Rocky.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention to your clue. I'm sorry.
It's Debo Samuel. Remember Debo coming off the injury?
Oh, Debo.
And then now.
Oh, yeah. That's an easy one.
Good one.
Yeah. That feels more than a year ago.
I know.
Yeah, it really does. You know. Yeah. He's been scoring lots of points.
Nobody
for me
cared
for a long
about
time.
Debo a year ago, yes.
That does give Dan the victory. Do you want to play tight end for fun or you want to move on? I'll let you guys choose.
Let's play it.
We got whatever.
Dan wants to move on. We'll move on.
Let's move on.
Okay, we'll move on. I'll just tell you real quick. I'll just tell you for fun. There were seven tight ends that were not top 24 last year. Hayden Hurst, Isaiah Likely, Trey McBride, Albert O, David Njoku, Dawson Knox, and Dalton Schultz.
Top 24 tight ends.
Dalton Schultz. That would have been wrong. That's why I picked wide receiver.
Okay, we are at 1-1. One game Kane, one game Dan. Last game is the name game. I fear a tie coming when Rocky wins this one probably, and we'll see what happens after
that.
We'll
see. For
those of you that don't remember how to play this game, I'm really bad at giving the directions anyway, but basically we're taking a player and then a category, and we're kind of mushing together and make the sounds the same. So like it could be whole words, or it could just be the last syllable. Tyrod Taylor Heinicke could be something. Rocky, give me an example of a sound one.
You're putting me on the spot here.
Anyway, it could be a syllable, so you'll figure it out. It could be like,
I did like one with actors before, and I had Nicholas KJ Brown.
There you go.
So
KJ Brown. I'm not clever enough to come up with a whole bunch in one category like Rocky is. So we're gonna have two choices when we come up each round. We have four players that are only players, so it's a player and a player, and we have a player and like I'm gonna call it potpourri. It's they're random. You'll see when we get there. So we can choose the winner of the previous one will get to choose if they want a player or the one with the category. There's eight of them. If I give you the description for the player first, or in the case of two players, whichever division the conference is first, or the player instead of the category is first, the player comes first. If the player description is second, they come second. Okay. Dan, you won that game. You want two players or a player in a random category?
I've played with you guys twice now. two different seasons, and we've played this both times, and I've only got one right ever. Well, and I think that I don't even heart, think man. It was the first one to buzz in on that one.
Well,
that includes being too late.
Well, you did win the last game, so you get to pick. You want two players, or you want a player? And
I gotta have the two players. That random thing scares me.
All right, first one: NFC South wide receiver and NFC East wide receiver. NFC South and NFC East, both wide receivers.
What if I have one, but it's not what you have, but it works?
I'll give you the point for as long as they're in both players are the same position and the right conferences.
Rocky. Chris Olave, AJ Brown.
That's correct. Chris Olave, AJ Brown. AJ Brown. I thought you were going to get that one right away after your description was Nicholas KJ Brown.
That didn't make him come to mind quicker.
Scoring for this: 3 points with no clues, 2 points with one clue, 1 point for all the clues. So Rocky gets 3 points. Rocky, player and player or player and random?
Let's try player and random.
All right. Player and random. AFC East wide receiver and epic fantasy novel recently released as a series on Amazon Prime. AFC East wide receiver and epic fantasy novel recently released as a series on Amazon Prime.
Rocky. Nelson Aga, Lord of the Rings.
That is correct. Nelson Aga, Lord of the Rings.
I didn't even get to the Patriots receivers before.
I knew the Amazon Prime series. I was trying to figure out a receiver's name to go with it.
Yeah, that was okay.
Pick the next one, Rocky.
Let's go with player, the potpourri player. Again. That was fun.
Potpourri?
Yeah.
All right.
Dan doesn't like that.
AFC West quarterback and actor who portrayed a former pro quarterback turned prison inmate in the original version of The Longest Yard.
Rocky.
Yes, sir.
Justin Herbert Reynolds.
That's correct. Oh,
I had it. Herbert
Reynolds. I like that out to a.
I had Burt Reynolds immediately, and I could not find the quarterback.
Yeah. Took me a second, too. Yeah.
Giant lead. 9-0.
This is my game. This is the one that can bail me out after that.
Well, unfortunately for you, the tiebreaker is not necessarily your game. So.
And I still got five.
Let's
more
just hope it's rookies, baby. Yet. That's all I know.
All right. You want to go random again, Rocky?
Yeah. Or let's go back to players. I like this. Yeah. Let's keep doing
this. This one's a stretch. This one might be tough. I don't know the audience if they're going to get, or the audience, meaning you guys were into this kind of music, but we're going to go NFC East wide receiver and 90s R&B trio. Kane's face.
This has been my face for all of them.
Don't worry about that. That's pretty vague.
Yeah, it's vague. 90s. I can get more. I can give you the description.
You said NFC.
Are you sure it's not a duo?
Nope, it's a trio. NFC East, yes. Would you like a clue about the trio or the player?
Rocky.
Oh, he's got it. What a bunch of crap.
I think I have it.
Give it to me.
Kadarius Tony.
That's correct. Kadarius, yes! Tony.
Guys, I was thinking about TLC and In Vogue. Those were the
trios. Those are good ones. Yeah, those are good ones.
I don't think you realize how young I am.
I probably don't.
Nice. All right.
I was born in 93.
Oh, well.
Oh, boy. So that was unfair, man.
Don't enjoy like Tony. Boys to Men and
Tony is a tough poem.
Yeah, Boys to Men was a
even if you lived during the 90s, like if you were like I was a teenager during that, even then, it's Tony is not one that sticks out.
I just saw well it. And I was like, oh, yeah, we're gonna roll with it. All right, we're gonna do the last random one. I think Rocky's pretty much got this, unless somebody runs the table.
I won't.
This one is, I feel like is pretty easy, but we'll see. Mm-hmm. NFC North running back and one of the six main characters on the TV show Friends, notable for his sarcastic wit and sense of humor.
Rocky.
Dan.
Rocky.
Ty Chandler Bing.
That's right. Ty Chandler Bing.
I couldn't think of his first name, the rookie running back, for a second.
Okay, we're going back to players because that's all that's left. AFC North quarterback and NFC South. Sorry. AFC North quarterback and NFC North wide receiver. AFC North quarterback and NFC North wide receiver.
Say them one more time.
AFC North quarterback and NFC North wide receiver. Would anyone like a clue?
No. I'm going to get it. I want all 3 points.
I'm ready for a clue whenever Dan decides he is.
This game is already over, by the way. Rocky has won this game. But these are for fun.
I'm not having fun.
I want a clue to the wide receiver
I'm going to give you a clue for the wide receiver. It's the Green Bay Packers, Dan.
Rocky.
Yes, sir.
Joe Romeo Dobbs.
That is correct. Joe Romeo Dobbs.
I was stuck on Lamar Jackson.
I wrote that one just for you, Dan. All right.
Trying to match something up with
Trubisky. All right. There's two more. Two more. NFC South quarterback and AFC West tight end. NFC South quarterback and AFC West tight end.
Yeah, I'm clueless on this one.
Oh, man. It's really tough.
Player ones are hard.
Are they starters?
Yes, I was just going to ask the same question. Are they both starters?
I guess it's fun. I'll just want to start giving you clues because it just does this for fun anyway. The quarterback is not a starter.
Oh.
In fact, he's injured. And he plays for?
The Panthers.
The Carolina Panthers.
But that doesn't tight help. End,
the tight end plays.
And the for, tight end was second?
Yes. Tight end plays for the Denver Broncos.
Oh, I thought you said AFC South.
AFC West.
I still have no idea.
Is he a starter?
Yes.
Kane. Matt Corralbert Okwebunam.
Yes, that is correct. Matt Corralbert Okwebunam.
I was on the wrong Panthers.
You got one, Kane.
I'm home here. Can I need to all see right. How hard Kane is cheering right now.
Last one.
My heart rate is dangerously high.
Oh my gosh. I was like Darnold Kuwait.
That's what I was trying to make Darnold work with something. I forgot about Matt Corral.
All right. Last one is kind of stupid, but I giggled, so I'm gonna put it on there anyway. NFC West fullback. And AFC West running back, last name only.
What was the last part?
For the AFC West running back, only the last name. So NFC West fullback and AFC West running back, last name only. The fullback is probably the best / most known fullback in the NFL.
I know the fullback.
I do too, but the AFC West. AFC West what?
Running back, last name only. Only the last name. It is a starter.
It is a starter?
It sure is.
Dan.
Oh, yes, I just got it.
Dan.
I don't know how you fit it in. Kyle Isaac Pacheco?
What?
I was thinking Pacheco first, too. Kyle
Pacheco?
No.
Kyle Juszczykler?
That's correct. Kyle Juszczykler.
Oh boy.
All right. Well, anyway, Rocky won that game.
When I get the check right, I get it wrong.
Rocky won that game. It's a 3-way tie. You all won one game. The only tiebreaker I wrote up was for games played. So we're going back to games
of
played.
Of course it is.
Oh, no.
Go. Okay, Kane, congrats on the win tonight.
Kane. All right, let's try it.
Here we go. Last one. DeAndre Hopkins and Julio Jones.
Oh,
I'm
man.
I'm not even thinking about it.
I thought we were going to do a low number. It's only one?
It's two. DeAndre Hopkins.
No, this is the only one. This is decided, or are we doing best of three?
Decides all at all.
Okay, he's got.
I'm clearly getting this wrong, so whatever. Probably losing yet again, twice in the first round.
And then I'm looking at your face, Matt, hoping to get a.
I'm not giving you
gauge on what it could be.
I'm gonna call clock soon.
I just changed it twice. I'm ready though.
All right.
Daniel, show me your number. 281. Payne, show me your number.
Mine's 280.
Oh my gosh.
Rocky, 299.
All right, it's close.
Okay, it is very close. DeAndre Hopkins played in 136 games.
Ooh.
Julio Jones played in 146 games for a total of 282. Dan, one away, takes the game, takes the night. Kane, only two off. I guess you got payback after Dan lost the one to zero one from Saquon and Christian McCaffrey.
Gosh. Oh, my Rocky's goodness.
17 away. Good effort. Also.
How many playoff games did Julio and Nuke play? Do you have that?
I don't know. No, I don't have it. Sorry.
Because I gave Julio 12 and Nuke only 6. So,
yeah.
I just picked a number.
Hey, you for just picking a number, that's pretty good.
I figured they both played about 10 seasons. Julio's gotten hurt some. I lopped some off.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I had Julio for a higher number. And then I was like, oh, he's hurt way more than Nuke. So yeah. I slashed some of it off.
I'm not sure. I kind of feel like that game is better played as the BS series of game with bidding and stuff, but I don't know.
It was not my game.
It was fun.
Tiebreaker was something else.
It was yours. At the end, it was yours. Well, Dan, you move on to the semifinals, so we'll be seeing you again. Kane, thanks for playing. I hope you had fun, sort of.
Hey, 2 out of 3 games, baby. They were fun.
Yeah, you killed it, Kane. Good soon, job. Dan,
Rocky, if I see you back here a third time.
No, I will not be back again. I'm fine losing twice. That's plenty for me.
I don't want to play the name game in the second round. I know it's like
going to, it's not going to be me hosting, probably. So you're going to be playing the name game.
Yeah, it might be me, right. And I almost always have a name game on your show. So, yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys. That was fun. Well,
thanks, Dan. Congrats. Does anybody want to plug anything?
No.
Nobody?
Me and Rocky are both on this podcast. People know where to hear us. And yeah.
Yeah. Kane at Debbie underscore Kane. Dan at DMiler22. Rocky at Dynasty Fan FF Addict. Me at Matt Price FF. And the show at DGN Pod. I'm sure we use that one a lot, right, Rocky? We're always on that pod.
Oh, yeah. We're
always using all the time. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. We'll be back with the semifinals shortly.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without 6 clues. Dynasty Game Night. with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun.
Dynasty Game Night,
Bosh has never won.
Dynasty Game Night,
guessing ADP.
Dynasty Game Night,
with the dummy.
Dynasty Game Night,
Game Night. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me.
Dynasty Game Night,
we'll be having some fun.
Dynasty Game Night,
Bosh has never won.
Dynasty Game Night,
guessing ADP.
Dynasty Game Night,
can all this really be free?
Dynasty Game Night,
Game Night.